Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in for more of your listener questions here on a Wednesday. Pam and Ricky are back alongside myself as we answer those questions. We get questions on resort stays for a family with five, and they have some preteens and teens in the party, and they're trying to decide between Wilderness Lodge, Boardwalk, and the Polynesian. We give our thoughts, and we throw a fourth resort into the mix. We also talk about possible fireworks returning to Walt Disney World, annual passes, and much more. Lots of great questions on today's show. Don't forget, today's show is always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney adventure, drop by themagicforless.com. We can take care of your trips to Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. We just love helping our guests have the best trips possible at the lowest cost out there. So just check them out today. Drop by The Magic for Less. Fill out that quote form. Mention the show, and I'll be working with you planning a great trip. Again, themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link every time you shop online. It's a free way to support the show. Costs you absolutely nothing extra. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are supporting the show and keeping this going. Four shows a week, even when travel's down. I can't thank you enough for that. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1858 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope this week is finding you well and that you're just, being super productive and everything's going well at home. And, you know, I just think it's, we've made the turn. It's now March, and at least around here in the Midwest, the temperatures have kind of moderated. We've been in the 50s and 60s. The sun's been out. The snow's all gone, and the birds are chirping. And it just seems like even with, everything that's going on with travel, it seems like things are looking up in many, many ways. I'm just very optimistic, very excited for this spring, and I think we're moving in the right direction. And so glad to be here on the podcast to get to talk about this because we've gone through unprecedented times over the past year. And I think this is going to be fun talking from now through summer and then into fall. I think good things are coming. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, and it's fun to get together three times a week. So joining us today, the crew is back. I know I actually got messages. Jeanette, hey, thanks for the message on Facebook. Like, did Pam and Ricky go away? No, they were just not here, but they're here today. Thanks again to Scott for filling in last week. It was a lot of fun. So let's get to it. Joining us from themouseforless.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on?
I may or may not have snuck down to Florida. I'm just saying. So sorry for... I texted Mike and I'm like, sorry, quick weekend trip, last minute.
So when I don't answer a text message, just so you know, that just means I hate you. And that was, so I just didn't answer. You know, my grandpa always taught me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. So I just left that text out there. Just like, done.
Yeah.
Not answering.
Good luck. So anyway, but no, it was a nice little quick getaway.
Sounds good to me. All right, so we're going to talk about that on Friday. You and Pam are going to kind of talk about stuff you saw, you know, what's going on. So yeah. Folks that are heading down this spring, like me, I'm heading down in April, actually next month now. But again, ooh, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare.
Are you at the B again?
No, worse. But well, I know. I don't even get me going. This is a positive. I was just said I'm in a positive mood.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, I'm flying Frontier too, by the way, because I couldn't find a flight. So that'll be
good
fine.
Good luck.
I know. I had to join their like bear club or like I'm part of the den or something. I'll talk about that as we get closer. Anyway, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forster. Pam, have you ever flown Frontier?
I have not.
Apparently they're playing. Again, I do all the research. They're Airbuses. So I was like, okay, it's a different kind of plane. They look like a 737. But on the outside, they have like animals painted on them. So that's something, I guess. And here's the thing. Okay, let me just tell you about Frontier real quick before I let you do your thing. So when you book the flights, like your flight is like $29 each way. I'm like, holy cow, $29 each way. I thought Southwest was cheap. our flights ended up being $978 round trip for the three of us because you got to buy like, okay, if you want to take a personal item, boom, that's like $50. If you want to take a carry on, boom, that's like $50. And we're going down for cheer. So she has to bring all these uniforms and all this junk. I got to bring all my stuff because I work, you know, I bring my laptop and stuff. And so, yeah, you got to, so you buy the bundle, which gets you like, gets you a carry on, a personal item and one check bag. And you got to get it for six legs. It's a racket, whatever. It was about the same as Southwest to be. So I'm going to try it anyway. But what's going on with you? Don't fly Frontier. Well, we'll see. Or maybe it'll be fine. I don't know.
I know, right? Okay. So here's what I've been thinking about all day today, actually for a little bit as I've been working on this behind the scenes, but how would y'all feel about, taking a selfie with the penguin?
I mean, that sounds
okay.
King Penguin. Yeah, he's so excited about it.
The only thing I do, I still have flashbacks of Club Penguin, that old Disney thing that Paige was hooked on like crap.
Right.
That's the only thing I know about penguins. No, that sounds
fun. All right, and so, I know, right? How about like looking for pods of whales or sipping some champagne as you sail past a glacier.
I'll take that. Yes.
I know, right? All these things. So we have some group space with Adventures by Disney offering the, are you ready for this? Antarctica cruises.
Oh my gosh.
They are leaving, they're exploring Antarctica and the Patagonia, and you get to do all these absolutely incredible things while you're there. Disney Adventures by Disney had released some of these a little bit ago last month, and they sold out in a couple days. So they were like, we need to add another
one again. Yes.
Right. And we have some group space on there, which gives you exclusive pricing, right? Lower than you're able to get. And also exclusive space. So we have that space reserved right now. If you want to secure it, we can do it even before they're available to the general public. So anyways, reach out to your Magic for Less travel agent or reach out to us in general. Let us know that you want to do that. We don't have a ton of cabins because there really aren't that many available.
It's on the Disney Fantasy, correct?
It is not.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not even close.
Don't start a rumor.
Dude, that'd be
it's
awesome.
It's on a very small but very nice ship.
What are the dates of that again?
It is in February. It goes through March 3rd. I think it's February 22nd. But I know, right?
Wait,
exciting.
Next year, obviously. Yes.
Not 2021.
2021. No,
well, that'd be hard
to
do right now.
That would have been hard to do. Yes. But I was making sure it was 2022, not 2023. So yeah.
No.
That's cool.
Remember though, that's summer in the Southern Hemisphere. End of summer.
It's the best time to actually be there for this. It's one of the best times to be there. The date is actually February 20th. It departs on February 20th. 2022. And so I'm just really excited about this. I'm excited that Adventures by Disney and Disney in general is so optimistic about the future of travel that they're making these things happen. And we've recently gotten word that some of the Utah and Arizona ABDs that are scheduled in just a few weeks are going.
Wow.
That's so awesome. We're ready. So if you want to go someplace this summer, we can't send you to Antarctica this summer, but there are some other domestic trips that are still available, and it's a great opportunity to take adventure. You've heard me talk about the Adventures by Disney trips. I love them. If you want to see how much I love them, go over to the Magic for Less Travel YouTube channel and check out our Adventures by Disney video that one of our agents had created for us. It is awesome. I could like cry talking about Adventures by Disney. So Antarctica, my friends, did you ever think you'd say you'd go there?
That's a bucket list thing.
No,
that in the Panama Canal.
Awesome. Hashtag bucket list.
All right. So check that out. All right. Let's hop into the questions so we can get.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. So this one's from Rachel. She's 1,120 miles from Walt Disney World. And she says, my family will be going to the world thanks to our booking our trip, Mike. Thank you very much. This November over Thanksgiving to celebrate our son's birthday. We're staying at Art of Animation again. Not a lot of options for a family of five at a value. Last trip was 3 years ago, shortly after Toy Story opened up. This will be our second time going. I know the lot has changed, so I have a few questions. All right, let's nail this. She's got seven questions, but we're going to get them out here. All right, I promised her. Number one, have reserved the following park days. Monday's going to be Magic Kingdom. Tuesday's Animal Kingdom. Wednesday's Epcot. Thursday, we plan to ride the monorail to check out the Christmas at the monorail resorts. Friday, we're going to the studios and the Magic Kingdom on Saturday. Does this sound doable? What advice on parks that week of Thanksgiving? I want to start and end with Magic Kingdom and Epcot on Wednesday because that's my son's favorite park and that's his actual birthday. What are the chances we get to do Rise? Okay, so this far out, it's really kind of hard to determine like what day of the week you want to go see the theme parks. But I will say just a couple strategies here. I do like, if you're really into the Magic Kingdom during the holidays, I like bookending, you know, because it's always, you know, there's just something to be said about seeing the castle first thing and then kind of telling it goodbye. You know, it makes it a little bit easier. Maybe it doesn't make it easier, but it's kind of neat. The thing is, she asked about Rise. So What I might do, I only see one Hollywood Studios day in your plan right now. I would put at least two. Mm-hmm. Just so that if you don't get the Rise boarding group the first time, you have a backup day. That's just me, because here's the thing I've been telling guests. You know, I would be aggressive in booking theme park reservations for Disney's Hollywood Studios, because it's a lot easier to, if you get that boarding group on day one that you go to see the studios, it's easy to hop, change that reservation to say, well, now we don't have to go back to the studios the second day because we did everything. We got to do the Rise of Resistance. We did Mickey and Minnie's and so forth. It's a lot easier to take that existing Hollywood Studios theme park reservation and switch it to an Animal Kingdom or an Epcot or even a Magic Kingdom, but you can't really go the opposite way. You know, you might have a Magic Kingdom and say, well, I want to switch it to the studios. Well, you might not be able to do it. It's not as easy to do that. You might be able to, but it's not as easy. So I would put a couple of Disney's Hollywood Studios days in there initially, and then if you get it the first day, hop out. So, Pam, any other thoughts on kind of the theme park reservation? That's kind of a general rule for right now for me.
I agree, and I think it's such a great strategy, because let's say the worst thing that happens is you have two Hollywood Studio days, but on each one of those days after 2 o'clock, you can hop to another park that's available with park hopping. So I think it's the perfect strategy. That is consistently the park that we see fills up the fastest. So I think that's a great thing to look about. And as I've been advising people too, remember, not only are the parks first thing in the morning the least crowded, but also right before closing they are too. And I saw this again and again when we were down there. It was amazing. You like hit a point in the afternoon and you're like, where did everyone go? Like where is everybody?
Yeah.
It was just really weird to see, except of course for Epcot with the food, the Flower and Garden, mm-hmm. and whatever festival may be going on. And you don't have to worry about a festival over Thanksgiving. They don't typically have those, but the festival
the festival of the holidays starts the day after Thanksgiving usually. Just
so yeah. All right. So there you'll have that. But it's not, that one isn't like quite in the same ballpark in terms of crowds as the other ones are. So just take that into consideration. But yeah, it's awesome. You know, just to be able to think about hopping again and like playing that all out in your mind. The hopping, right?
Yes.
For real.
Who doesn't like the hopping?
I'm ready to hop in April. That'll be one of my fun things. Okay, number two. I'll stop. Number two, how do we use our old magic bands? So that's simple, because you have a few questions, so I'll make sure we get through them. Magic bands, as long as they're on your My Disney Experience account, and they're, say, like 2 to 3 years old, not really older than that, they should still work. They just have to be active. And, you know, if you have a magic band, you have issues with it, go to the front desk. They'll look at the little, you got to have really good eyes. Basically, it's an eye test. I don't know how the cast members see them, but there's a little code. They type it in. You know, if it's not active, they find it. Yeah, it's so small, but it's actually on there.
Thing on your phone where you take a picture.
Yeah, there's a magnifier, actually. Yeah, you don't have to take the picture. Yep. You can zoom in. Yeah, yep. I use that often. I look like I'm 90. But that's why I got glasses on. Right, my contacts aren't even working anymore. I get to go back to the eye doctor and get some new contacts. So.
You've been waiting for this for 2 years, haven't you?
I went with my wife, and like, so she went to get her eye test. So I was like, I'm going too. She gets all her stuff done. She gets all her new glasses and so forth. I get in there like, dude, you've been recently. You can't come back till May. And they boot me out. And I'm like, well, I'm not paying, so I'll see you in May. So I'm cheap.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, number three. So I'm just kind of, I'm like brailing all these questions at this point because I can't really hardly see because these glasses are just for, you know, make me look cute. No, I'm just kidding. Number three. Just kidding.
Sorry.
Number three, is there an option to grab breakfast at ART as we head out to the buses in the mornings during restrictions? We did this last time and it was such a time saver. We are the open to close type. Yes. Okay. So, and I'm going to get you on, Ricky, but so you, obviously you mobile order at this point. And again, November, things could be different. This has got a long way to go. But I mean, I would still use mobile order because then what basically what you do is like you just mobile orders, you're getting ready. You'd push that I'm here as you start walking down to the food court. You go in, you right now, you just kind of grab a brown bag. It's got everything you need in it. And then you can just eat it real quick and you're out. It's perfect for what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Let me ask Ricky this one. Is Memory Maker worth it with masks? Are the photographers people or are they an automated system?
Ah, that's a good question about the automated system because they were rolling that out before all COVID happened. But good news, the photographers are all people right now. The automated systems were for meet and greets and they were only testing for a few at the time. And obviously meet and greets aren't happening right now. So no automated systems. So the good news is that it is cast members, and I absolutely think Memory Maker is worth it. Even with the masks, I have had some amazing, amazing photographs taken over the course of the last, 8 months or so that the parks have been reopened, because the cast members really, since there aren't as many people necessarily waiting in line anymore for photos, except for like at the beginning of the day and, the end of the day and stuff like that, they have more time to take photos with you. So I've gotten some really, when I was just there, had a really great photo pass photographer and she took some really cute pictures of me and Brian, we had to touch foreheads and, all kinds of cute stuff. So, I absolutely think Memory Maker is worth it right now. Even with the masks. So shush, Mike, even with the masks. So I still think you should do it. It's totally, totally worth it. So,
yeah. All right.
A lot of people are saying that they're having trouble finding PhotoPass photographers. They really are everywhere. They are everywhere. Like, they're not just in the general spots that you think they would be. So keep your eye out because you never know where you may find one. They may just be standing somewhere. And if they are, ask them if they're available to take pictures with you. So,
great. All right, number five. What's the best way to get from Animal Kingdom to Olivia's for lunch or dinner? We didn't need the whole day at Animal Kingdom last time, so maybe an early dinner. Trying to think. Okay, so we're pretending like they don't have a car. Okay, so honestly, I would just probably grab a Uber. That's going to be the fastest and easiest. It's going to be like $7 or $8. But
you could do,
they have a larger family too, so that's something. They're a family of five. So what?
Animal Kingdom to
Disney Springs.
Old Key West bus. And then you'll have to take, the bus.
Oh, yeah, you could just go to, what am I thinking? Yeah, Animal Kingdom, they're going to have resort buses. Yeah, duh. Yeah, just get on the Old Key West bus.
But then going back, you either have to Uber or you have to go to a park that's open or you have to go to Disney Springs.
But Disney Springs is right next to Old Key West, so it's really not a big deal. So, yeah, getting back to ART, you would go, assuming it's late and the park's closed, you go to any theme park and go back to ART, or you could...
Yeah, Disney Springs.
I mean, you could also I'm trying to think. Yeah, I would just go to Disney Springs and then just get back to ART. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Number six, do you think Fantasmic will be open by November? Pam, we really don't know. We hope, but who knows? That's a stadium seating situation. Really, for the cost of putting on that show, I'd imagine they want the stadium full, right? You think?
Yeah, I kind of do think that, but we really don't know. And the other thing we don't know, I tell this to people who want me to look into my crystal ball of knowledge that, it hasn't really been working for the past 18 months or so, but we don't know what Disney's working on behind the scenes either. Maybe it's not Fantasmic. Maybe it's another show or maybe whatever. I will say Universal has put on the cinematic. It's not called Spectacular. It's called Celebration, the Cinematic Celebration. And you have to look at their schedule and they don't release them very far in advance, but they have done that. They have, opened up that show. Now that show takes place sort of like the Epcot show does. And we've all been hearing so much about Epcot and Harmonious. And
boy, I haven't heard anything about Harmonious in the last week.
Okay. There's no big giant circular thing in the middle.
No, you know what was funny? When I saw that, the first thing I thought is that's the thing from Big Hero 6. Like, it totally looks like the Sparrow Project thing. But anyway, so... it's like that. So think about that. But yeah, we don't know what's going on there. there at this point.
You have to consider is the fact that it may not be for the audience that they can't have shows like that. It may be for the cast members because you don't know, like, behind the scenes how
tight it's magic. It's magic. Actor. Mickey pops up at the top. Bam! He's like right there, dude. It's magic.
I understand that, but there are other people in the show too besides Mickey. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, you don't know about that. So,
it's John Smith.
Yeah, exactly. Besides the characters and cast members, you've got to keep them safe too. So okay, I'm whatever. Just saying.
The dragon breathes fire. They're all in danger all the time. That big old snake.
Exactly. They totally are. But
all the time. Yeah. So. Oh, I miss Fantastic. I love the music in Fantastic.
But that's why a lot of the shows haven't returned, when you think about it. Yeah. You have to think about they're bringing back Festival of Lion King this summer, though. That's so true. It's kind of good.
Modified version, but it'll be there. When they turn that big ring on in Epcot, dude, I'm just scared it's gonna suck like small children and like weak people right through it. Like it's gonna be like some kind of a vortex. Like if you're not paying attention and you're shopping at like the port of entry, like it just
Big Hero 6. Out. It sucked someone in there and she disappeared for a while.
Dude, I'm just saying. I don't know, man. I think six stories tall. I'm gonna keep eating so that I'm at least strong enough to hold onto the rails when they turn that thing on, so I don't get sucked in. I don't know where I'll end up. Number 7, last question. Our youngest is going to be 8. Thinking we don't do a stroller since she doesn't normally. Did you use a stroller with your kiddos at this age while at Disney? We do have a quality stroller I kept for this very reason. Okay, I talked about this on live show the other day. It's really hard when you get into that, like, strollers are not needed anymore age, which I think with Mallory was like 6 or something, 5. I can't remember. She's 13 now. Like, I can't even remember. I'm old. But here's the strategy we did at that kind of transitional stage. We would take for the Magic Kingdom, we would take the stroller in and then we would immediately park it by Tony's. Okay. And there's like a stroller parking area there. We would leave it. And so we would walk. But then when she started whining and complaining and just like, because there's more walking at Disney than there is anywhere else for kids and for everybody else. So later in the day, she started whining. We didn't want to put up with it. I would just go back up to Tony's, grab the stroller because it's already in the theme park and we'd use it for like the last couple hours of the day and we'd push her back to the bus. It was just better than fighting it because, we didn't need it for a majority of the day. We just leave it, but we would take it to the park, park it by the, entry to the park somewhere up front, a stroller parking area. And then we have it if we need it. So I think, you might not. The only thing is you got to remember to grab it as you're leaving the park for the night. You might not use it at all that day, but you can't forget your stroller when you leave.
Yeah, that would be the worst if you got out of the park and went back and realized in the morning, oh, no, I left my stroller.
But I mean, it's a good compromise because maybe you don't need it, but it's like you have it if you do. And so that's what I would do. All right, let's get to some of the questions here in the live chat. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. Christina Keller, we have a short trip in November to get our Disney fix, but we're planning a big trip in August of 22, staying on property. We have 3 kids that will be 8, 11, and 14. Oh, wait, there's a follow-up. I'm like, okay, that was just a statement. Okay, great. That's awesome. No. Would you stay?
Have a good time.
Exactly. I love it. That's a declarative sentence. That's not an interrogative. let's see. We have 3 kids that are going to be 8, 11, and 14. Okay, so that's important. Would you stay at the Boardwalk Polynesian or Wilderness Lodge? Pam, pick one. 3 kids, 8, 11, and 14, Poly, Boardwalk, or Polynesian? Or no, Boardwalk, Polynesian, or Wilderness. I can't even read. Here, I'll put it on the screen. There you go.
And they're staying in a one-bedroom, right?
Where'd you get the one-bedroom? No, they're staying. In August.
I just thought because of the number of people because.
Oh, yeah. So, that's true.
That's going to cut down actually on Wilderness Lodge. You can't stay in a standard room with 5 people. You can stay in a deluxe room with 5 people. And actually even the one bedroom doesn't accommodate 5 people. So, in the Boardwalk in a standard room at the inn, which is not open.
No,
and we don't have an opening date for it.
Yeah, so we can't book that even at this point. We can't book August 2022 right now either. So we're almost there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all just dreaming.
This is just, we're totally hypothetical at this point. So I guess we're looking, okay, so let's say we're looking at villas because the Polynesian's really the only place we could book a standard room with that layout.
No, Boardwalk Inn, those rooms will accommodate 5 too, a standard room at the inn.
But would you put an 8-year-old on a day bed? I guess maybe. Like a pull-out couch? Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I slept on a pull-out couch when I was down there. I guess you could.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to do. Narrow down the choices. So you could stay at a Boardwalk Inn. You can stay at a Boardwalk one bedroom because it actually has the bed that pulls down underneath the television since they redid it. You can stay at a Polynesian in a regular room. And you can also stay in the Polynesian in the studio, which will accommodate up to 5 guests because it has a regular bed, a pull-out bed, and then the pull-down bed that's underneath the television. But if it were me and I was looking at that, I think that I would stay at either the regular Boardwalk room or in the Boardwalk one bedroom. And the reason why is that I think that it's much more comfortable than the Polynesian in a studio with 5 people. I just literally think it is. We don't really know a whole lot about when the regular Polynesian rooms are going to be put back into play. So that's something to think about too. But the Boardwalk has a lot of good possibilities to think about. In addition to the extra space that you're going to get, you have the pool. They redid that scary clown.
Yeah, yes, the clown's gone. No, I mean, yeah, you have a fear of clowns. You're good.
I know, right? So it's there. It's within walking distance to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, but it also has the Skyliner, which is all of our favorite form of Disney transportation. Yep. So consider that.
Right. Out of those three, what I see, because kids are 8, 11, and 14, I see a lot of Studios time and I see a lot of Epcot time.
Yep.
So I would do Boardwalk first and I would do Riviera second.
That's not a question.
I know, but that's how I roll. You're on the Skyliner. Okay, so Ricky, give yours. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I actually think I'm leaning toward Boardwalk as well, which I wouldn't think. I would think that I would say Polynesian, but because they just redid the pool at the Boardwalk and with the proximity to the parks, I think that that's going to be the better choice for you. So, yeah, no more scary clown means it's a lot better to stay there. So. The only thing that I was leaning for the Poly is I do think the pool is probably a little bit better at the Poly, but I mean
the Poly's too. I mean it's also Disney. The Poly. I mean it is so just. I mean the Magic Kingdom's right there.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
There is a magical quotient to that can't be denied. So.
Oh, and in the live chat, Amy says, "Mike, that is a great stroller strategy. Doing this." I know. So look at that. Mike knows stuff. That's right. You learn.
Mike knows stuff. Yeah.
I'm gonna get that on a shirt. Yeah. Okay, Laura says, any thoughts on when annual passes may come back? We're hoping to get them this September. God, if I knew, I'd be a millionaire.
I think we all would be millionaires at this point if we knew when annual passes were coming back.
I know. And let's see, shout out to Megan Green. She's in a Cub Scout meeting while she's listening to the show. Oh, good luck. That's awesome. Let's see, we're getting all the Frontier stuff. Let's see here. Let's see. Betsy says, I stayed at Yacht Club in December and the Riviera in February. I would totally go with the Riv. The pools are great and a little more manageable for younger kids, even though Storm Along Bay is epic. So that's kind of an interesting take there, Pam, because Storm Along Bay it's a mini water park. Let's face it. It's got a super long, deep, lazy river, like surprisingly deep in some spots. Sand bottom pool. It's got kind of two parts where there's, you know, games going on. It's still relaxing on the other end. But the Riviera's got some offerings. I mean, they're really kind of remodeling these pools. The Grand Floridian's got some nice pool options too. So kind of an interesting take there. Pam, what do you say about that?
I like the idea of choosing a pool that's more manageable for young kids. I mean, I think when you're a parent, and Storm Along Bay is a fantastic pool. One of the things that's always challenging is if you have kids that are of different ages and one wants to be like in the area designed for small children and one wants to be in sort of one of the other areas, you can't really be in both places at once. So you're always sort of dragging one to one area and one to the other area. So think about that. It is expansive. It really is, Storm Along Bay. And Riviera is a lot more manageable in that space. So I love that idea. I love that they both have access to the Skyliner. I think that both Beach Club and Riviera are, you know, huge because of that. I think it just expands your world when you're there. It really, truly does. That it's only a Skyliner ride away. That's fantastic, too. So both good choices, though. You can't go wrong.
And I mean, Christine makes a good point. And you did too, Pam. Stormlock Bay is awesome. But I mean, if I had like three or four kids, like I'd be a basket case there. You could keep them in that little, you know, because there's that like zero entry sand. I'm talking like if you're looking at the yacht club from, say, you know, you're out on the walking path, like kind of out towards Crescent Lake, and you're looking at it on that way. It's kind of more towards the left side. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a nice area for smaller kids. But yeah, I mean, I was always just a nervous wreck with Mallory, like in water. Because again, you know, I see like Haley and, you know, and you know, the girls and stuff in Florida, the Griffiths, they grow up in Florida, right? So they're like throwing their kids in the water. They're learning to swim and they're like, you know, 3 months old. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, I'm from Missouri, right? I mean, we don't have a whole lot. Not everybody has pools. Not everybody's around water here. So we got a little bit, you know, we're a little bit more freaked out about that stuff. But I love that they do that in Florida. That's a great. I mean, it's awesome. You got to do that. So, okay, Carmen's got a good question, Ricky. Any news on Disneyland? And there is news on Disneyland. They're at least, I mean, talk about baby steps, but we're making little baby steps.
It is totally, totally baby steps, which is going on at Disneyland. So, obviously, California has some different rules and regulations as far as what they can and can't do for reopening a theme park. But Disneyland is doing something that is allowing them to, guests to kind of get a bit of a theme park
get a taste of the park.
I guess I should say a theme park touch, because it's a touch of Disney is what it's called. I keep wanting to call it a taste.
It should
be
a taste. You're going there to eat. You're going there to eat. Yeah, exactly. It is a taste. Change it. We change it. It's a taste.
We are totally changing it to a taste of Disney, because that's better than a touch of Disney. So,
I mean, it's seriously. I mean, should we be touching each other right now? Come on, Disney, for real. Like, it's wrong on all kinds. I mean, you shouldn't under normal circumstances, but especially during COVID.
Why should we be tasting each other right now? Probably not either.
I mean, yeah, that's probably okay. Move on.
Probably not a good idea. Dang, okay. So a touch of Disney is going to allow guests to experience select outdoor areas inside the park. It will allow them to dine, shop, and unwind in that iconic Disney California Adventure setting. Now, this experience is only going to be offered Thursdays through Mondays from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. from March 18th. And right now, it's through April 5th. This is going to be like a rolling target end date, though, because as long as Disneyland can't open, they're going to probably, and you know, they can still offer this experience. They're going to probably offer this experience. So, tickets right now in this introductory phase, because again, I suspect if it will be popular and they have to extend dates, that it will be popular and they will be extending dates. So the cost will go up. It's $75 right now for ages 3 and up. And what you guys are going to get to experience is they can dine at select restaurants, have outdoor seating, which is kind of cool. They also have mobile order for some of the quick service locations. There are going to be snack carts available, things like Dole Whips and churros and popcorn. There's also open air marketplaces. So just like our Epcot festivals, they have Disney California Adventure has their own kind of festival marketplace booths. So they're going to have those available for guests to dine at. Again, mobile ordering for those. If you want to go shopping, of course you're going to be able to shop. Duh, Disney will gladly take your money. So you can buy all the merch you want at a few of the select stores that'll be open there. There's also going to be more experiences. Like, of course, they're going to have character greetings, but it's going to be like the Epcot character greetings and some of the other greetings that they have at Walt Disney World. So they're socially distanced for you to wave at the characters, say hello, things like that. So they're going to have Mickey and Friends, Mater and Lightning McQueen and Cars Land and Pixar Pier. They're going to have Joy and Sadness. Disney PhotoPass photographers, I know we talked about them earlier, they're going to be on hand to capture unique photographic memories, which are some of these things you can't do ever until now, like getting a photo in front of the Pixar Play Parade floats or in the with the convertibles from Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters, which is kind of cool too. And also really unique is they're going to have a specially curated soundtrack of songs that's completely specifically done for this event. So I think that's kind of cool too, that they're totally making this whole like musical track for this. Cause we all know how much we love the music of Disney, and like the fact that they're doing this exact track for this event is such a cool thing. So.
5 out of 5, there'll be Bella Notte on that soundtrack somewhere. Cause somebody will be eating spaghetti or some kind of Italian food.
Probably,
no, that's cool. And a shout out to my good friend Robbie Bottoms out in Disneyland. He's excited for this because he hasn't been able to go to the parks for a long time. So
It sounds like a really great event if you live in California. It sounds reasonable.
I had some people complain about the cost. I think it's totally. Yeah. I think it's actually a bargain. I mean,
absolutely
Disney bargain.
Disney bargain. Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's overpriced, and you're right. It probably will go up.
it'll definitely go up. I can guarantee that. Now, of course, you can't ride any rides, so you're basically just going to shop and dine, and you know, be in the Disneyland bubble. But I mean, sometimes I'm sure in this year a lot of people need that. So
we all deserve to be in the bubble.
Exactly.
If we want to be in the bubble, we deserve it.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, you can bring those. You remember those old shoes called Heelys or Wheelies? You could just. You can make your own ride. Yeah. Like, right. You know.
Yes, that's true. I don't think those are allowed in the parks.
I don't think they are either. I mean, it's a lot. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so this next question comes from the live chat. I got to get this one because I love very specific questions. I love these. It's from Janice. She's in Pittsburgh. There you go.
Hi, Janice.
Hey, Mike and gang. We'll be staying at Old Key West on our next trip. I know you've stayed there with Scott, and it brought food in. We brought in a lot of food. Could you tell me if they have a blender in the two-bedroom villas? My daughter-in-law is into smoothies in the mornings. Thanks for your help, Janice. I can't remember. I don't think there was a blender, but if anybody on social media, as you're listening to this, has been there recently and has been in a two-bedroom or even a smaller unit, if you had a blender, let me know. Here's what I would do, though. Honestly, blenders are cheap. This Amazon one, have it delivered to the resort. I mean, if you're going to be there for like 4 or 5 nights, you're going to make a bunch of smoothies.
Right.
Buy it and leave it. You know, bring it home. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like there is one. Or you can call and have one delivered. I'm searching back on this.
See, here's the thing. Okay, so I'm thinking of Old Key. Now, this is, again, connecting the dots that probably don't need to be connected. Old Key West. Tropical palm trees, like beautiful. Right. Okay, so very good. What do you?
It should be like a margarita.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going. Right. I mean, it should be standard right there because I mean, it's like a crime to not have a margarita while you're staying there, and you got to have a blender to make frozen margaritas.
Right. I agree. Don't quote me on that though, because I truly don't remember looking back on it. I do know at Margarita though, at Margaritaville they do have.
Totally. I mean, yeah, you need a shaker of salt and a blender, and there you go.
Right.
You just step on a pop top, blow out your flip flop. Yeah. It sounds like I've had one. I can't even say it. I have not. It is not.
Mike has had a margarita tonight.
Coke Zero, baby. Okay, Scott's got a question in live chat. The 2 weeks before April spring break stay at Caribbean Beach, we'll be staying offsite doing remote school and work. And a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
Is it possible to access Walt Disney World resorts to tour, eat at quick service, or meet up with friends and resort guests? They're not going to have ADRs, no annual passes, or will the gate security turn us away? Okay, so technically, yes. Here's what I would say. Again, Disney's rules is you got to have an ADR to get on site at their hotels. That is the rule, so you can be turned away. However, here's the thing. Let's be practical about this. The place is going to turn you away the most are going to be the Magic Kingdom resorts and anything on the Skyliner. So
Epcot area resorts,
right,
too.
That too.
Because when I was there this past weekend, they had signs at the Yacht and Beach Club that it was only for advanced, you know, those who had advanced dining reservations or had a reservation at the hotel.
So, right. So, I mean, if you're going to say you want to grab dinner at All Star Movies, you could probably do that when it's open.
Yeah.
When it's open. Because, again, it doesn't have any. You got to think about, like, why would people want to try to scam their way into that parking lot, right? And so Caribbean Beach, obviously, to ride the Skyliner. Riviera, Skyliner. Pop Century, Art, Skyliner Access. So you would have trouble there. So, I mean, I would imagine you could probably get over to Coronado to dine, you know, make an ADR. You know, maybe and have a sit down meal and make a day of it, you know, and you don't want to burn the ADR. You do want to eat there, but, you know, there's just make a day of it while you're there. And then once you're honestly, I mean, I hate to say this, but once you're inside the bubble, once you're inside the gate, then you can use Disney transportation to get around. No problem, you know, sure, to anywhere else you want to go. So that's, you know, that's not really breaking the rules, but that's kind of, you know, being common sense about it. They don't want you there to not spend money. I mean, so if you have a sit down meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, then it could be, you know, a simple, you know, you don't have to spend a ton of money. Just you know, have a lunch or something at a sit down place, and then enjoy the day, go around, see stuff, have fun. Okay, Amy has a question here in the live chat. It looks like this is going to be the last one for the day. Heading to the world, Let's see. For a quick two-park stay, we'll be at Pop and want a quick dinner via Skyliner on arrival afternoon. Mike, was the burger you enjoyed at the Riv? Or what was the burger you enjoyed at the Riv? Seems like I remember you saying that. Okay, here's the deal. Everybody get ready. The Riviera Burger. Now, this was as of when I was down last time. So this was, wait, God, it's been too long. It was December. The Riviera Burger was not available. And I still don't think it is because Scott would have said something. This is his favorite too. But there is a burger. There's a like a big cheeseburger on the menu at the Riviera. It's almost the exact same thing. And anyway, the burger's great. But the thing that's really good is the fries. I'm telling
yes.
you.
Yes.
The fries have this, what is it, like Parmesan coating
it's
on them?
It's a Parmesan. Oh, I don't know if it has truffle, but it's
yeah,
definitely
that's what
a Parmesan.
They are. They're called, yeah, they're called that. Yeah.
Rosemary.
I don't even like French fries, and I devoured these things. So, yeah, they were so good. So good.
And apparently Teresa says, go with Teresa and she can get you in.
So. There you go. She can get you in.
I just say it. All right. You know what? We have time for one more question. Let's get it real quick. This one came in today. It says 4th of July fireworks question mark. Okay.
That's a big question mark.
Exactly. It says, hey, BOGP folks, we're going to be at Animal Kingdom on July 4th of this year. We are Walt Disney World veterans and a family, and the family we're visiting with are newbies. They picked the park date. We know that there will not be fireworks at the Animal Kingdom due to the animals, but is there somewhere we can go that evening to experience any fireworks? We have annual passes so we can park hop, but the family does not. We know that with limited nighttime shows, fireworks are not guaranteed, but wondering if you know anything about what's going to be available this year. We'd love to go to the Polynesian and watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks. Wish Trader Sam's would be open. But is Magic Kingdom going to have them? Will Disney Springs have anything? Or what would be the best place to watch Epcot and Hollywood Studios fireworks if they have them? Anything you know would be helpful. Love the podcast. I used to listen to you on my daily commute. But with working from home for an entire year now, I do my best to listen to the weekly question shows to keep up. A huge fan. It's Carolyn in Gainesville, Virginia. So first of all, hey, you got to go from the bedroom to the office. So I know.
That's
just,
right.
I mean, you can listen to us in 15-second chunks. It'll just, we'll be
there you go.
Like perpetually in your ear. But anyway, so I do have bad news. I mean, again, we don't know anything for sure. Disney hasn't announced anything. But here's what I would, God, I hate to bust people's bubbles. But I mean, I'm a professional bubble buster, I guess, at this point in 2021. I've busted a lot of bubbles in the last 12 months. And it's not me, but it's you. No, it's not you either. It's me. It's me. It's not you. It's me. I would not expect any fireworks anywhere this 4th of July. Unless you're setting them off in your backyard, like we do in Missouri. Okay, first of all, Disney Springs never has them, so that's out. So you would not have them there. Of course, you're right. Animal Kingdom's not going to have them because the animals, they don't do fireworks. Harmonious, it's not going to happen by the 4th of July. That would be your only prayer, and I don't think that's even going to happen by the 4th of July. I would say late summer, if anything.
Oh, I say October 1st.
I would say before that.
I don't know. I think that's because that's part of the whole 50th celebration. So I think Harmonious isn't kicking off until October 1st. As far as 4th of July in general, I'm just going to let you know, Disney's always been notoriously slow for releasing information on normal years for 4th of July fireworks and everything. As well as other entertainment offerings that they're going to have. So, I mean, really, they tend to not announce anything in general until like a month before. And that was when they had fireworks. I definitely don't think they're having fireworks this year again for 4th of July. It's just too much of a risk for having that many people in a confined space. And with how busy the park is on 4th of July, you know, and having everybody crammed into the Magic Kingdom on Main Street USA, which is where everybody's going to cram into. It's just such a liability at this point. So I really don't think you're going to have any issue of seeing fireworks this year. I don't think you're going to have to worry about where you're going to be because I don't think they're going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think so. I would, this is kind of how I look at life. Like I would, things like this, I would say just expect that it's not going to happen. And if it does, you're surprised.
And if it does, surprise.
I mean, that's... Yeah. Of course, they're not going to have people like cramming onto the beaches of the Polynesian either. With construction, would just be kind of getting close to finishing up. And they're not going to do that anymore. They're not going to let like the world sit on a beach. God, you know, I wish I'd appreciate those days more when we did that on the 4th of July. But
right.
What can you do? All right. If you have questions, you want to email them to get them on the show, that's a simple way. Mike at brguestpodcast.com. You can always join us around 5:45 Eastern on Mondays as we record live here and have a good time. Pre-show, post-show, all that stuff. Get kind of the raw recording of the podcast. Just come over to the Facebook and YouTube channels. Be Our Guest Podcast for that on Mondays. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out again. Lots of stuff going on. Adventures by Disney. We're booking Disney cruises. Now, again, Alfred was asking, when do we think Disney cruises are going to start up again? I'm optimistic. We don't know a date, but I mean, you know, I talk to Disney Cruise Line cast members multiple times every day. And, you know, we keep telling each other, you know, we think we're kind of, and get knocking on wood. We always knock on wood when we talk again, but we think we're over the hump. We think that we're making progress, and we think those ships are, you know, they're starting to dust off things, right? They're starting to sew up the costumes for the shows. You know, maybe they're getting the silverware out. You know, I don't know. We talk about that stuff. But I think we are going to see cruises here. Now, I'm not saying we're going to see them in the next week or the next month, the next 3 months. Who knows? Nobody knows a date. But I'm saying we can book them for you, and when those ships sail, it's going to be awesome. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you guys know I watch Love Boat every day in the office. I just can't wait to be on a deck chair, on a deck with a drink. Oh, please. So, yes, we can do that. Of course, Walt Disney World. Now, again, it's kind of an exciting time. Usually we can't book the next year until, you know, early June is typically the time where that next year starts to go on. So guess what? 2022 happening right now. You can go for the first half of 2022. We can get you set up for that. But I'll be honest, we've been booking a lot of trips for spring break this year still right now. People are just saying, you know what? I'm going. I got to get out of this house. And I get it.
Got to get out of winter?
Dude, yes. I'm with you. Like, okay, let's do this. Like, we can book a trip for next week. I've done that a couple times this week. Like, hey, what's available next week? Hey, let's go to Coronado. Let's do it. Let's have fun. So anything you want, just drop by the Magic for Less. Great trip planning tools. Fill out the quote form, mention the show. We'll take great care of you, I promise. So check them out at themagicforless.com. Of course, free way to support the shows, our Amazon affiliate link. It costs you nothing extra. Just click through. Just click through brguestpodcast.com. And again, a shout out to our patrons. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you so very much. Thanks for helping us put out these four shows a week. If you'd like some extra content for that fifth show called Mike in the Midwest, just go over to patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod, at brguestmike, at Ricky Nibs for Ricky, at TMFLT Pam for Pam.
Don't get those mixed up.
Got to see the video. I got fingers pointing the wrong way. I still can't figure out. It's all mirrored and stuff. Also, BOGP Open Line. Every Sunday night, Scott and me, we take your calls. We talk about all kinds of fun stuff. We always read Ricky's news stories at the top, so we keep you up to date. Yes. So make sure you write them accurately and well. So we can.
I'm writing them as accurately and as well as Perfect. I can. Yes.
Appreciate that. It's over at themouseforless.com. So we do that on Sunday nights, and we take your calls for the hour. We have a good time. And I have a hot take to start next. To start Friday's show. Oh. I just thought of it. I was going to do it this show. I'm going to take my hot take next week or next show.
Let's go.
Starting on Friday. Okay, so join us in a couple of days. We'll be there. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.